name is Robbie. Can you tell me your full name, please?
My name is Sandra Eugenia González Caicedo.
Okay. And can you tell me where you're from?
I'm from Colombia.
Okay. Can I see your identification, please?
Yes, here you are.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in the first part, I'd like to ask some questions about yourself. So, could you tell me about the part of the country where you live?
Yes, I live in Cali. Cali is situated 1,000 meters above the sea level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's known in the world as the capital of the salsa. It is a very beautiful place to live because the people is very kind, very, very warm, mm-hmm. hearted.
Okay. What are the main ways of earning money in this area?
The main business there is the sugar cane.
Right.
So there is big industries of this business and a lot of refineries.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the advantages and disadvantages of living in this area?
A lot of advantages, like the climate. All the year it is 24 degrees Celsius,
mm-hmm.
and but if you feel you are, if you feel very hot, you actually can go to the mountain, who is very close. It's
mm-hmm.
40 minutes by car,
mm-hmm.
and then you can have a climate, I think, 10 degrees.
Okay.
Or you can go to the sea. It's mm-hmm. very close to a lot of different places.
Okay, that's great. Right, I'd like to move on and talk about studying English, please.
Mm-hmm.
Where have you studied English?
In my school.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't serious because
okay.
it was only once per week. We received 3 hours per week of English. It's nothing. And I really started studying English here in England when
okay.
I arrived here.
Okay. What do you find most difficult about studying English?
Vocabulary. A
yeah.
lot of vocabulary. And one word could mean a lot of things. So, I think it's the word.
Okay. How can speaking English well help you in your life?
English is the first spoken language.
Mm-hmm.
So, wherever you go, you will. Whenever you go, you will know people who speak in English. So I think it's the language you can communicate with a lot of people in different parts of the world.
Fine. Now, I'd like to move on and talk a little bit about transport. So, what's the best way to get around the place where you live?
In my country, in my city, in Cali, the best way, I think, is the public transport,
uh-huh.
the bus.
Okay. How would you improve transport in your town or area?
I think the system that England has to have a timetable for the bus is
right.
excellent. In my country, we don't have timetables.
No.
And it could happen that one bus is each 10 minutes, or it could happen that the buses are each 1 hour.
All right, okay. So do people prefer using public or private transport in your country?
They prefer using public transport.
Okay. Right then. Now, I'm going to give you a topic, and I'd like you to talk about it for 1 to 2 minutes. Before you talk, you'll have 1 minute to think about what you're going to say, and you can make some notes if you wish. Here's some paper and a pencil. There you are.
Thank
now,
you.
Here's your topic. Okay, so take a minute to think about it. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, marvelous. Right, now remember, you've only got 1 or 2 minutes to speak, and I'll tell you when to finish.
Okay?
Can you start talking, please?
Okay. I would like to visit Hawaii. Hawaii is for me a place full of mysteries and rituals, old rituals, and I would like to know more about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different holiday. It's a different holiday for me. I would like to learn about the culture and about have relaxing moments. I know about special massage they do
mm-hmm.
for people who always is very busy in the city, very stressed,
mm-hmm.
a lot of stress, so they do a special massage for this kind of people. Even for people who is dying,
mm-hmm.
they make special therapies for the family and the person who is dying. It's
mm-hmm.
very interesting. And I think 2 months will be enough for me. I know it's a lot of time, but for Noa culture, you can't stay less time.
Okay. Right. Thank you very much. Do you think I would like it in Hawaii?
I don't know.
I think I would. Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions related to this topic. So first of all, I'd like to talk about tourism. Okay? So first of all, what are some of the best places in your country for a tourist to visit?
We have Leticia. Leticia is the entrance to the Amazonas jungle.
Okay.
And it's a special place because it's a lot of nature and a lot of trees, and there are no amenities for the tourists. But some tourists when they decide to go
mm-hmm.
For a holiday, they are not looking for amenities. So it's a good place to go. And we have Medellin. Medellin is the capital
mm-hmm.
of the eternal spring.
Okay.
It's a beautiful city, plenty of flowers, 25 degrees centigrade all the year,
mm-hmm.
and they have a festival for flowers,
mm-hmm.
for the people who grow flowers, and it's amazing that the arrangements this people do for show to the public is beautiful.
Okay.
And of course, Bali.
Okay. What are some of the advantages and disadvantages that tourism brings to an area?
Advantages is one of the most important advantages is the work.
Mm-hmm.
They bring work for the people. And in countries like mine, where there is not a lot of work for the people who live in there, is a great opportunity to make money.
Okay.
Disadvantages. Yes, there is disadvantages because some people sometimes they are not very interesting in the city or in the country, but only they go there to drink and
mm-hmm.
to they don't enjoy the place, they destroy the places.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to move on to talk about holidays now. Why do you think people need holidays?
Because we need change in our life. Life is better when you have different things to do.
Okay. So how much holiday a year do you think a person needs?
It depends of the kind of work he does
mm-hmm.
or she does. I think the stressful jobs like doctors should have more holidays than a job like Maybe school. I don't know. Maybe a teacher.
No, we need lots of holidays. Okay. How do you think people's holidays will change in the next 50 years?
In my opinion, people like when they are out of their house to be comfortable.
Yeah.
So I think the places, the touristic places, will be with more amenities.
Okay, that's good. Right, thank you very much, Sandra. That's the end of the test.